today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. And welcome to this episode of today's special. Dear brothers and sisters, on this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about Islamic Revolution and its achievements. Be with us. Today, Friday, is the 19th of Rajab 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Bahman 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of February 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran for today, chapter Al-An'am, verse 14.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ
Say, is it other than Allah I should take as protector, creator of the heavens and earth, while it is He who feeds and is not fed? Say, O Muhammad, indeed, I have been commanded to be the first among you who submit to Allah, and was commanded, do not ever be of the polytheists.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In the verse, the Quran denotes that your sustenance is in the authority of Allah. Then in answer to suggestion of who is who invite the Prophet to join the camp of polytheists, the Quran instructs him to say that, besides the command of wisdom, which leads him to rely on the One who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, he also says that the revelation of Allah has instructed him to be the first Muslim who submits himself, and never he joins the row of polytheists.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Bahman presents
today's special. The topic of this episode is Islamic Revolution and its achievements. Over the past 44 years, Iran has sprung up in all dimensions, one after another. Globally speaking, being among a few countries in the field of science production, nuclear and satellite technology, ranking fourth in the nanotechnology, fifth in cyber power, ninth in access to space, third in converting gas to gasoline, bioethanol production, first in attracting medical tourists in the rain, and having the largest shipbuilding pools in the Middle East all reflect Iran's success in the past four decades. Of course, Iran's huge progress was not to the liking the enemies, and they tried in every possible way to create obstacles from imposing maximum pressure on Iranian military, economic, and political ways to assassination of significant military and scientific figures such as General Soleimani. Despite all these efforts, due to wise and courageous leadership, such unlawful actions and threats have changed opportunities for maximum resistance and deterrence.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the Islamic revolution in Iran and its achievements for more than four decades. On the eve of the 44th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic revolution, the outcome of Iran's uprising against the US-backed rule of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi is a hot topic of discussion among Iranians. We're going to talk about the achievements and successes of the revolution in the past four decades in various sectors. Another achievement of the Islamic Republic is with regard to Quranic teachings. Quranic teachings were promoted in this four decades of the Islamic Revolution. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, many efforts have been made to promote lofty teachings of the Quran across the country. Presently, 11,000 institutions related with Quran are active in cities and villages offering a variety of Quranic teachings to different age groups. Moreover, 35 rounds of international competitions of Quran have been held in Iran in different fields. These competitions are considered the most valid and important Quranic event in the world. Iranian reciters and memorizers of Quran have attained many honors in Quranic contests too. The International Quran Exhibition is another cultural achievement of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Every year in the month of Ramadan, this exhibition attracts many enthusiasts from all over the country and abroad. Another achievement of the Islamic Revolution was the increased role of women in the society. The massive presence of the people from all walks of life was an obvious characteristic of the Islamic Revolution. However, the role of women has been very significant and effective in this regard. Being wary of the humiliation imposed by the regime of Shah, women rushed to the field of struggle against the regime once they heard the life-inspiring call of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, women have increasingly taken part in different domains such as politics, culture, economy, sciences, literature, art, and sports. They have been present in every domain to defend the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic.
In the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution, be with
today's special. This is today's special and achievements of the Islamic Revolution in the field of health and wellness. From among them, the growth of medical universities. Before the victory of the revolution, about 7 medical schools were established in universities. But now, there are about 50 medical universities across the country. The number of medical students admitted from about 600 before the victory of the revolution to about 6,000 a year. In 1975, the total number of doctors with medical system cards was about 17,000, while in previous years, about 140,000 doctors were trained in medical universities across the country. In the last four decades, the outstanding growth of the number of medical universities in all provinces of the country, especially the deprived provinces, the increase in the number of the graduates of medical sciences, especially women, and the law related to the presence of these graduates in deprived provinces, are among the success of the medical education.
The explosion of light in the modern age of ignorance with the support of Islam. The Islamic Revolution.
Brothers and sisters, now we look at achievements of four decades. One of them is Quran teachings promoted. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, many efforts have been made to promote lofty teachings of the Quran across the country. Presently, 11,000 institutions related with Quran are active in cities and villages, offering a variety of Quranic teachings to different age groups. Moreover, 35 rounds of international competitions of Quran have been held in Iran in different fields. These competitions are considered the most valid and important Quranic event in the world. Iranian reciters and memorizers of Quran have attained many honors in Quranic contests, too. The International Quran Exhibition is another cultural achievement of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Now, what is this genuine Islam that Imam is talking about? One of the great contributions of Imam al-Khomeini in the contemporary age is that he reintroduced to us the Islam of the Holy Prophet. That Islam which conquered the East and the West. Today, what happened that the Muslim Ummah, though we are saying that we are following the path of the Holy Prophet, what happened that today this Ummah and this nation has been afflicted with all these tribulations? According to Imam, the source of the fake Islam is not always the Quran and the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet. And if it is in some cases, then it is that Quran and the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet which has been distorted. Whereas when it comes to the genuine Islam, the source of this genuine Islam is the Quran, the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet, the practice of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam through the methodology of ijtihad. The fake Islam, the counterfeit version of Islam, relies on the intellect and reason which is guided by desires and lowly self of a human being. The genuine path of Islam, is intellectually open. It takes into account the different realities of life. The fake Islam and the counterfeit version of Islam is intolerant towards other faiths and beliefs. Whereas the genuine Islam that Imam al-Khomeini believed in is tolerant to different faiths and not only to different denominations within Islam, but to different religions which are existing today in the world. When it comes to social and political arena, according to Imam al-Khomeini, the counterfeit version of Islam accepts humiliation before the world, the so-called world superpowers. Whereas when it comes to the genuine Islam, it does not allow its followers to accept humiliation, whether it is political humiliation, cultural humiliation, economic humiliation, or social humiliation. The fake version of Islam, the American Islam that Imam says, is indifferent towards oppression and injustice. Whereas the Islam that Imam al-Khomeini introduced to us, it is the Islam which fights and which rises against injustice and oppression.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That is the end of this episode of today's special. We leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
Salam de un poco aquí. ¡Más pasión! ¡Más pasión!